Now, The Art of Deception with Tanya Moore on FUBAR Radio.
Hi, I'm Tanya Moore. I'm an actor, comedian, and your favourite presenter. And this time, 2 years ago, I, along with most of Britain, was glued to my TV watching The Traitors. Even though I am 100% faithful, I know a few fellow comedians that would make incredible traitors. And now, I am on a mission to find out who. This is Art of Deception. Through a series of challenges, I'm going to test these liars to see if they can bluff convincingly, detect the truth, and ultimately lie their way to victory. Joining us this week as our star liars, we have two more amazing comedians, Babatunde Alashe and Emmanuel Sanubi. Now, Babatunde is a comedian, actor, and podcaster who has won prestigious awards for all of those things. All of those things. He is constantly on TV, lend me your money, including appearances in The Last Leg, Would I Lie to You, Gogglebox, nearly every single TV panel, and this year as a contestant on Taskmaster. Emmanuel is also a highly accomplished comedian, despite only starting out a few years ago. Show off. He is already a regular favourite on the live comedy circuit, as well as frequently appearing on our TV schemes on Live at the Apollo and Comedy Central. Welcome to you both. How are you?
I'm not going to lie, I feel like you should have done them in the other order.
No.
His was like 25 minutes long.
Yeah.
You said three things about me.
I know. I tell you why it happened that way. Because Emmanuel has only been here for a few years.
Yeah.
Babatunde is at least decades in.
Yeah, fully.
Like,
yeah.
He's been
two
working.
Decades.
Like, you get it.
Like, it's horrible.
You get it. It's not horrible with your CV. It
that's,
makes sense.
That's what I'm saying. But his one after mine.
No.
That's the bigger one.
No, because I like making you feel small. Like, you're already 6 foot plus, bruv. Relax up yourself. First of all, I'm going to go to Babatunde. How was Taskmaster?
Yo, that was... I think you... Because you know me, it was good. But I weren't prepared.
Yeah.
Like, fully weren't. Because you know, like, how can I put this? I know the show.
Yeah.
But I don't know the show. So as I've rocked up and I'm doing the task, I'm like, yo, what's wrong with you people? And I had that moment where I was just like, you lot are, like, you're getting on my nerves now. Like, I don't know what all this nonsense. There was one task where they wanted me to basically dip fortune cookies into hot sauce and keep eating it. And I genuinely switched on set. I'm just like, yo. Low it. Like.
I was like, I was watching it and I was like, they've edited well, but I can tell Baba's not enjoying himself.
So, but no, I had a great time.
Yeah.
Like, just the whole entirety of the thing, being in studio, meeting people like Jack D and all of that, I was just like, yeah, this is dope, man. Yeah. I had a good time.
And it was a brilliant lineup.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
it was
fantastic.
Rose and Jones. Yeah, yeah.
Andy's really, also. Really good series. Emmanuel, do you want me to ask you a question or should I continue with brother?
I'm just here. I got my notepad.
Yeah.
It's me in 10 years.
Yeah.
The joke is we've got the same name as well.
You're Baba as
Baba.
Well.
That's what my family, only my family really call me Baba. Because in Yoruba, Baba means father figure, man of the house.
Ah.
So that was the nickname because I'm named after my dad.
Right.
So, yeah, so I was like, having another.
So I've got two Babas.
And to hear people say it properly as well. Because it's not.
Babatunde.
Baba.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's normally when people say Baba, I hear like the Forrest Gump film.
Yeah. Baba. Sorry. It's
and
me
like,
and
no,
my.
No, I'm not running. I'm not
me
running
and my English Jamaican self. I say Babatunde.
Oh, we mess up all
Baba.
We mess up all of your Baba. Words as well.
Babatunde.
Tunde.
Tunde.
So say it like you're saying come back or returned.
Baba Tunde.
Yeah.
Ah.
It's like a
you
song.
You learn something new every day.
I've done a couple of, this thing we done around heart failure. And it was about the donor systems, right? in the UK and how people that are basically not white have got the lowest. They're like the lowest on the level to get. If you want a donor, the best match is someone who it matches your DNA.
Yeah.
But we're also like the lowest in actually being on the donor list of people. So we're trying to get that message off that people should be
giving
and getting because other people. If something happens, there are people that need it.
Yeah.
And I'm dragged up in North London. Like, I sound like this, but then I also did a lot of growing up in Lagos.
Okay.
So do you know when there's like certain words you don't like to say a Yoruba name with an English accent? I don't know how to do it.
Right.
And then we're doing this, part of the show where one of the doctors was a Yoruba woman, and her name was Femi Ola. But I sound like this. So yeah. On radio, imagine you don't know me.
Yeah.
Oh God.
And I'm. It sound like I'm doing. It sound like I was doing.
Taking a piss.
Yeah. Because I'm not. And next on the call we have Dr. Femi Ola, and they go. And they're like, can you bring it? I was like, I don't know how that's. That is how you say her name.
Can you not be more? Can you be less like, Nigerian? Is that what they said?
Femi Ola Gogo. I don't know how. That's how you say it.
I'm fully done.
Like I don't. Do you know what I mean? There's certain. Do you know how long it took me, like growing up, to stop saying examinations and just say exam? See, look at
examinations.
Uh-huh. Abiodun, how are your examinations?
Abiodun. You see them? There's some yeah. Yoruba names that yeah. I just yeah.
So, and anyway, he's the first time when people go, "What's your middle name?" And I'm like, "I've got 9 middle names."
Yeah, fully. Yeah.
Do you know about naming ceremony?
I do know about naming ceremony. Yeah. I just thought you. I thought that happened at the ceremony, but you don't actually carry it.
No, no, no.
You just
do.
Choose.
No, you do. No, you do.
So your birth certificate is like 2
essay.
Pages.
It's an essay.
Lucky for me, I've only got 4.
Okay.
But I learned about the other 55 names.
Only.
I learned about the other 55 names I have that other aunties and uncles and grandmas and all gave me. Yeah, it's mad.
Wow.
And all of the names will have meaning yeah. for something. So yeah. my son, his middle name is Baba Shino, which translates to God opens the door.
Yeah,
it's like giving opportunity.
Yeah,
so Nigerian names are serious, you know,
poetic,
serious,
poetic. Come on. Trying to explain that to someone when they go, "What's your middle name?" And I'm like, "I want to tell you, but you're just going to spend the next 20 minutes saying it back to me and getting it wrong."
You ain't lied yet. I'm not going to lie to you. You haven't lied yet.
A B-O dung? No. Is it a beyond dung? No. I was like, just stick with Emmanuel. Dung. Yeah. You see? Like, it sounds natural. That's how you're meant to say
it's
it.
It's when they get Sheung wrong. That one pisses me off. Because they'll be like, Sean, and it's like, Sheung.
Yeah.
But you got the Sheung, the Sheung.
That's my...
Because it sounds like a car just went past.
Yeah.
Sheung.
Right,
so wait a minute.
That's my sister's name. Olu Sheung.
Sheung.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm Shegun.
Shegun. Okay. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like at this point we've lost the white listeners.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, my bad. They don't know what's going on. What?
They say, hold on. What? The art of what? This is deceptive. Yeah. This is very deceptive.
No way. Well, you're talking about deception. You've got 2 Nigerians on, so you're nailing it already. I'm just saying it.
I didn't say that.
No, it's real though.
A Nigerian.
It's
said
real.
That.
Let me.
The other Nigerian's losing his mind. By the way,
do you know about the space shuttle one?
What? Go true.
Right.
I need to hear this.
Right. So there was an email that was sent around that basically described. It said that a Nigerian astronaut, which should have been your first clue. Right, you should have read that and gone, no.
There's something wrong here.
Yeah, a Nigerian astronaut has been stuck on them. He was sent to the moon in the 60s, and he's been stuck there ever since, and they're trying to raise funds to bring him home.
See, Nigerians, yeah.
Right.
Our people, we're too much, man.
But here's what I'm saying. If you send them money, you can't complain. That's your fault. You don't deserve money. If you fell for that...
Basically, what you're saying is don't trust us. That's what you're
some
saying.
Stuff like that. Because the joke is, on that hand, we did that. But then on the other side, you think it was a Nigerian that invented the blood transfusion machine to be done in an emergency. So we'll go from doing something life-saving to save thousands and then go, yeah, but we're also going
to
do this.
It sounds like you did the first thing to get the money to make the machine.
Yeah. That's what it is.
It's all
yeah.
hand in hand. So, Baba, you got a tour next year. High expectations.
Yeah. You see how I'm shook.
You look like you're going to cry.
Listen.
But yeah. Why? You've been on tours before. Why are you scared?
Yeah. No, because you know what it is? This is like my sophomore album.
Okay.
You know
okay.
what I'm saying? Like, this is the second one.
Yeah.
And, it's how can I say? You're going to see a more vulnerable side.
Ooh.
Yeah. Because I've been doing therapy. So all the stories in this are 100% true.
Oh.
Yeah. So people find out a lot about me on this tour.
Oh, wow. I was coming anyway, but now I'm really coming.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, and that's why it's called High Expectations, because it's like, since everything has kind of like gotten a bit like more attention, like the TV work and stuff. Like, just I feel a lot of pressure from like family, friends, being a father, being a husband, and like just even within the space of like TV, just the expectations of like just people, they expect me to just churn out material like that, and I'm just like, whoa, I gotta live life. So that's where this was birthed off of, when I was having conversations with my therapist. The idea just kind of pinged in my head. I was just like, oh, okay, cool. Then, yeah, just ran with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I love to hear that we are in therapy now.
I needed it.
I don't make you wrong. I'm going to be with Emmanuel. I like the honesty. I like the accountability. I like that. Right, Emmanuel, I know you're not in therapy yet.
You say that, though, that the years of now, I'm only learning to speak more about stuff now. So you say about touring next year.
Yeah.
So the tour, and it's like we're going to have a lot of conversations, because there's the tour that I'm doing is called Life After Near Death.
Wow.
Where four and a half years ago, I went through heart failure.
Jesus.
So it's everything that I've sort of learned from that point, because once you hit that, the world looked different to me.
Yeah.
And it again, you go, it's a lot of honesty. Like, I'm an emotional wreck. There's a...
Really?
I was writing...
Oh, yeah, he is.
Oh, yeah, but I've started to... Oh, do you know all them
you
things
look like
that we...
You crush anything, though.
That's why he goes to the gym, babe. Yeah. He wasn't discussing it. He was just pumping it out.
That's the thing. I never used to talk about stuff.
No.
It would just build up, because you think, especially culturally, we didn't get the chance to do that. Like, no. Your emotions, you deal with them later. You got work to do.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You got family to look after. Even when you're a kid, especially as a young man in a Nigerian household, you are the man of the house, whether you want to be or not.
Yep.
And that's one thing I've had to learn to do, is let my kids be kids. And it's a struggle, because sometimes I'm like, do you know what I mean? You need to be cleaning up something. You know what I mean?
Not something.
You know, just anything. Just clean.
Why is not the plates washed? Why? Speaking on children and stuff like that, and making them learn how to appreciate things. You know what? Yeah, my son. So damn privileged. He doesn't even know it. To the point, like, he just expects certain things. Like, his tooth fell out. So he's just like, oh, I'm going to put it under my pillow for the tooth fairy to come and give me money. You know what he said to me?
What?
So the next day, I forgot to put the money in. He comes to me, he's just like, oh, I didn't receive any money yesterday. I was just like, oh, don't worry, man. I think the tooth fairy's going to bless you today when you go to bed. He goes, yeah, like, I'm expecting £50.
Are you mad?
50 what? £50 is the going rate for a tooth. 50.
First of all, I'm shocked that he knows what £50 is. Okay?
Yeah.
So we need to discuss your parenting later on.
No. I'm cheap as hell.
Right.
My friend, you get the same type of
the £5, the £1 or the £5 max.
£5 what?
£5 who?
For an eight-year-old. Where are you going?
I'll be spoiling mine.
For £50, that kid's waking up with no teeth.
Listen, before just you lot get CPS at your house,
anesthetic. Because you wanted the money, innit?
No, can I just say?
£50.
£50.
Maybe he meant 05. I'm just going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Okay. You say about that. My son, when he was ill, and I thought, let me treat him. I was going to the shop. Let me get him something, like a little treat. And I said to him, I was like, dude, I'm going to go to the shop. Do you want a treat? He said, Daddy, can you get me some pomegranate seeds? I was like, what's a pomegranate?
I'm going to stop you there. Let me tell you why. These are what you're raising, okay? There needs to be some accountability. So when you leave here, book another therapy session this moment right here, okay? Let's move on. Listen, let's start our first challenge, because we're going to sit here and do therapy. That's what I feel like. Mm-hmm. The first challenge is called When I Was a Youngster. A good liar starts young. So the challenge is all about childhood deceit. Now, the liars will both claim to have told 3 lies in their youth, but 2 of their stories will be completely made up. And my job is to decipher the lie they actually told from the lies they're lying about. Baba, what's your first lie?
Oh, well, my first lie is easy, man. my first lie, like most young men, young boys, I didn't wet the bed, basically. Yeah, that's the first one. I remember this one time. This is when I was living in Tottenham. And I completely destroyed I don't know how much I had inside me, but the bed was flooded. So what I did, before my mum could wake up, because it was Saturday morning, went to the kitchen, grabbed like a cup, and I was like, I put it in my bedroom, but like just a little bit at the bottom, and I was just like, oh, I was drinking, and I just, you know, basically poured it on my bed, like, you know, spill on my bed. And my mum, even though she still like was pissed off, she was just like, you know what, it is what it is, let me just clean it up. And I'm surprised she didn't detect like the wee smell, but I got away with it.
I'm gonna let you know she did.
I remember,
but she understood that you're embarrassed.
Yeah,
and she carried
that's
on.
Love right there. And that's real love as well, because back in them days, that's hand washing them sheets, I mean, or taking them down to the laundrette.
That's scrubbing.
That wasn't an easy thing to do.
Yeah. But yeah, I got away with that one.
Line number two.
I'm not hungry, which is. Can I tell you why this one was a common one in my house? Right, because I would get so. I was one of those energetic kids, and I just wanted to play all the time. So, like lunchtime, especially lunchtime, or just a snack or something, I'll be outside just playing with my friends at front, and my mum would be like, "Come in, grab something to eat." Da, 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 da. And I'll be like, "No, I'm not hungry." But I would do that so much to the point where I could skip dinner, I could skip lunch. I was just one of those kids, and I was mad skinny back in the day. You know what I'm saying? But it. Did not affect me. I'm not hungry. It seems like minor, but it was something that I just did for ages.
Because you didn't want to miss the fun.
Didn't want to miss the fun.
The FOMO was real.
The phone, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And your third lie?
Okay. This one's a bit bad. I'm embarrassed about this one.
But not about waiting in bed.
I'm embarrassed about that too, but no, this one I'm really embarrassed about, to be fair. I didn't steal from my mum, basically, which I,
you did.
I used to, but the way I used to steal was, I thought I was smart, but now being a dad and seeing my son lie, it's like, damn, is that how I looked? Mm. And I used to anything from like 20p all the way up to a fiver.
Why?
And what I would do, because I thought I was smart, I would get it and then I'd like hide it under like maybe like the chair or the carpet or something like that. And my mum was sweeping once, and then she's lifted up the carpet to sweep under the carpet, and then she's seen all this money and she's just like, she's put two and two together. She's like, so you think, that you can jack me, put it under here and then collect it later? Is that what you think? And I was like, no, I didn't do it, did it. She was like, shut your mouth, did it. Got whooped that day, boy.
Wee.
Yeah, man. So, yeah.
Okay, Emmanuel, which lie do you think is the real lie and which two are not the lies?
These are tough ones. I'm not going to lie.
They're all feasible.
They are all feasible. I mean, the not hungry one, I don't think it's that one.
Okay.
Because I'm thinking of me telling my mum that I'm not hungry, and that wasn't an excuse. You get in, you are eating now, you will never eat it again.
Hello.
Do you know what I mean? It was, so that one I'm ruling off. So it's either the wet the bed one, which I'm not gonna lie, I've done that lie. I did that lie last week. I didn't do it last week. I woke up my son. My son, that is, I need you to take the hit on this one. But,
I'm sorry.
It's one or three.
Okay.
It's one or three. What are you saying?
I was open to number one, and then I was open to number two because my nephew is very much a I'm not hungry, and you can hear his stomach, but he doesn't want to stop playing. But then when you said you can't say that to your mum, I was like, oh, yeah, she would never just let you be malnutritioned in these streets when there's rice in the fridge.
Exactly.
So I'm going to go.
Number three had a lot of details.
It had a lot of details. But I felt like there was more emotion in number one.
All right, I'm going to take your judgment. Let's go number one then.
Let's go number one. Is it number one?
No.
No way!
Which one is it?
Number three.
Number three.
No!
Son of a bitch.
Listen.
Number three.
Listen, number three.
I hope you pay that back now. Now you're going to fool to.
In full. Are you crazy?
Okay.
He owes money still.
Yeah.
Sorry,
and that's why I said I felt bad about that. And I'm glad you picked up on, like, there was a lot of deal. Yeah, number one, boy. And I felt, as I got older, I felt so bad.
Yeah. Horrible. Aye, aye, aye. Okay, Emmanuel, what's your first lie?
My first lie is... they're all really stupid. Like, I made up a imaginary cousin that I could use to be ill whenever I needed to get out of stuff.
Oh.
Huh?
Yeah.
How did that work? My cousin got me sick.
Yeah. I used to play on the fact, like, because when we were kids, they were like, you're Tottenham out. Like, I grew up, we were in Enfield, so we're up the road. But whereas Tottenham was mixed back in the day, Enfield wasn't mixed.
Yeah.
So people were, it wasn't mixed, but it was at the point where people were just starting to be more liberal.
Watching out, yep.
Yeah, so it was, you could kind of say anything and they'd believe you because they didn't know. And I would just make up illnesses that only like Nigerians get. And I'd have to look after my cousin because my mum's working, and I'd play on any emotion.
I don't know what's worse, the stealing or this one. I don't actually know what's worse. What's your second lie?
My second lie is I used to tell my mum that I was going to basketball training, but really I was going clubbing.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Third lie.
My third lie. I'm not. I mean, I'm not proud of it because it's. Do you remember when you like? Did you ever have a paper round? One of my first jobs, like maybe 13, 14, I had a paper round.
Mm.
But they gave me a lot of papers, and that was long. So I used to share the paper round with this other kid that didn't speak a lot of English as well. Like, his whole family just emigrated over. I set my half on fire. Because I couldn't put them in the bin. There's too many of them. So I thought, because ash, you can just sweep away, which is what I thought. So I set them on fire. Obviously, I got caught because I set a stack of papers on fire. And I blamed him, and he couldn't defend himself because he didn't really speak much English, and I let him take it. And he got sacked over it.
I'm concerned about you, like, greatly. Bubba, which one? No, Bubba, stop it. Which one do you think is the first lie? It's the real lie.
I think number one.
Number one.
Yeah, okay. The cousin. I think number one.
I like number one, but for some reason, I think number two. I think the lying about going somewhere but actually going clubbing. is a thing.
I don't know. I can just see you doing number one, but I'll go with you.
Okay, we're gonna say number two.
I'll go with you.
Yeah, you're right. It's number two.
Come on! It's a thing we all did.
Can I just say that? If number three was true, that is freaking hilarious.
Right, so number three is true, but I didn't blame it on someone else. I got sacked for it.
I hate you. Okay, we're going to move on.
Blame someone that can't speak English.
It's a mess. That's crazy work.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Look, Mama's crying. That is crazy work. Coming up after the break, we are putting ChatGPT to the test, and we'll see whose ego gets in the way of the truth.
Trust no one except Tanya, the art of deception on FUBAR Radio.
All right, we're going to move on to our second challenge. It's called Headline or Headlie. In today's world, it's hard to know what to trust. In Headline or Headlie, we are putting ChatGPT to the test to work out which of my guests is the best at spotting deception. Now, this week, we saw the release of Spotify Wrapped, where users of the streaming service got told what they've been loving this year. And this year, Taylor Swift was the number one most streamed artist worldwide. And we are still confused as to why. So for today's challenge, I want you to tell me which of these is a real chorus from a Taylor Swift song.
Okay.
Okay. Right. You just got to listen.
I couldn't tell you one Taylor Swift song.
I swear to God.
But it's not about knowing the song. It's about knowing if ChatGPT has done a good job at copying the verse.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay. So, this is the first one. You were driving the getaway car. We were flying, but we'd never get far. Don't pretend it's such a mystery. Think about the place where you first met me. Riding a getaway car. There were sirens in the beat of your heart. Should've known I'd be the first to leave. Think about the place where you first met me. And I'm not going to lie, that sounds like a really boring song.
Yeah.
But let's move on. Number two. You were the spark, I was the flame. Flickering out in the pouring rain. We danced too close, now we're miles apart. But I'm still holding on to who we are. Like a song that fades but never dies. I'm trying to find you in every lie. Oh, we were love, but we got lost. Oh, we were loved, but love got lost, and I'm still haunted by the cost.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Songs are dumb when you read them out, just a little.
Yeah, they are.
Just just reading any lyric, it just sounds like bad poetry without the music.
You need the melody. You need it.
You really do. I thought about, remember Jody's song, I was Cry For You or something like that?
Yeah.
And he starts off with, if you just read the lyrics out, it's been an hour since you've been gone, and that's too long, so come back home. I can't live without you. Baby, what would I do? I'm like, dude, she'd be gone for an hour.
Sorry, I felt romanticised. So anyway, let's move on. This is the third one. We're burning up in the middle of July, chasing fireflies, but we're too high to fly. Caught in a haze, but I don't want to come down. It's a dangerous game when you're spinning round and around. Oh, it's a cool summer, but I don't care. You're the sweetest disaster I can't repair. Drowning in your love, but I never want to breathe. It's a cruel summer, but it feels like a dream.
That sounds real.
Sounds good.
Ooh. I'm not listening. All I've learned is I'm never listening to a Taylor Swift song.
Oh, that's all I've learned from this. I thought I'd make you lean into Taylor.
I'm never going to be a Swiftie.
Okay.
Is that what they're called? Swifties?
They're called Swifties.
Oh, was I right?
Yeah.
Nailed it.
They're called Swifties. But which one do you think is a real Taylor verse? One, two, or three?
Two seemed very real to me.
Yeah?
Yeah. That seemed very convincing. The third one as well. But yeah, I was leaning between three. Yeah.
You were a spark, I was the flame, flickering out in the pouring rain.
That's
you can't read it like that, because that's...
Yeah. But that sounds like it's going to be a chorus, right?
I would have thought so, yeah. Which one do you think? One, two, or three, guys?
I'm going with my gut. I'm saying three.
Three? Let's do three.
Yeah. You know what? It wasn't three.
It wasn't one, because one was all over the place.
It was one.
Don't freaking lie.
Like, it was one. It was, you were driving the getaway car. We were flying, but we'd never get far. Don't pretend it's such a mystery. Think about the place where you first met me. Riding in a getaway car. There were sirens in the beat of your heart. Should have known I'd be the first to leave. Think about the place where you first met me.
Mental. Okay, fair enough.
I'm going to go listen to that specific song. Wow.
That's how good ChatGPT is, though.
Wow.
I know. It shocked everybody. Yeah. I know. Sorry. Okay. Well, nobody got that one right. So moving on to Call My Bluff. Now, I figured out that a big part of being a great liar is knowing when to lie. Mm. Now, this game, Call My Bluff, will challenge today's liars to live up to their brags. So I'm going to give you both 10 seconds to tell me how many things you think you can name in the following category. Now, it's 10 seconds to think about how many things, but you've got unlimited time to name said things. Okay? The category is rom-coms.
Okay.
Yeah? Baba feels confident. Emmanuel doesn't even know what a rom-com is.
I'm trying to think of how many I know.
Okay. Baba, I'm going to give you 10 seconds to think of a number of how many rom-coms you think you can say.
Okay.
I'm going to say Die Hard. It's a rom-com to me, and I don't care what anyone says.
Oh, this is going to be hard. But...
Five.
Oh, shit. Four. Let me think. Okay.
How many do you think you can name?
Man, I can name like 100. What do you mean?
Not confidently 100 after 100. Wincing.
No. What do you mean? 100, blood.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
100. Okay. How long is this show?
I'm taking 100. Uh-huh. I heard the inhale and the juice go down his throat. So, Emmanuel, you got 10 seconds to tell me how many rom-coms you think you can name.
I reckon I could do 13.
13 rom-coms?
Yeah, because he said 100 and he's not hitting 100.
Yeah.
He's not hitting 100 at all.
No, he looks so scared.
I'm going to put it out there. I don't think he can do 20. I don't think he could do 20 in under a minute.
Wait. Don't put time on it. Hey, it's not your show. But because you have the lowest number, you're going to go first.
Yeah.
And of the 13 that he names, you cannot repeat
them. Oh, come on, man. That's disrespectful.
No one told you to come in here with your big chest and say 100, okay? Okay, so Emmanuel, name your 13 rom-coms.
The Proposal. 50 First Dates. Oh, my God, what else is there? When Harry Met Sally. Sleepless in Seattle.
I don't like the way he's saying it. He's too smooth.
Wait.
I watch a lot of films. Yes. So I'm doing it for through the actors. So I'm going, who said what? So Big, Tom Hanks.
Is that a rom-com?
That's not a rom-com.
It is a rom-com. Okay.
Yeah, it's a rom-com.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's a questionable rom-com. Wow. Insane.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is, yeah.
What else has he done or someone else done? What's it called? I'll come back to one because I've forgotten it. But it's a really good one with, what's his face? And I've forgotten it. Oh, it's got Emma Stone in it and Steve Carell. Another one would be Date Night. That's another one.
Date Night.
Date Night's a good little rom-com.
Babe.
Time!
Bubba, there's no time. Bubba is stressed.
Yeah, Date Night's a good one. The Bounty Hunter.
Is that a rom-com?
Yeah, Gerard Butler and Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
Another rom-com, Just Go With It, Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler. What else is there? Who else is, what else has she done? Adam Sandler loves a rom-com as well, so he did The Wedding Singer.
Did?
Most of his are rom-coms.
Yeah, but you got to name them, bruv.
You've done nine so far.
You got nine so
you
far.
You might as well just jam. Just chill out. Just chill. Just stop there, bro.
What else is on there as a rom? God damn it. I know there's... It's so hard when you're on the spot. There's no. Don't put your hand up for time. Go in. Oh, what else is it? I'm trying to think of actors now.
I'm going to have to rush you along. Go on, let's go.
Oh, it's going. It's going.
Let it go, bro.
I can't let it go.
Come on, I'm going to give you 10 more seconds. You can get to the 13. Let's do it. You've got 9.
I'm going to call it there. Cause, my brain's blank.
All right, you got 9, and you can't mention those 9.
Okay.
But I want you to get as close to 100.
Okay. I want him to get as close to 9.
I got 3 in my head.
Okay. All right.
Maybe 4.
Ready?
Okay.
Let's go.
Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Priceless, which is a French film with Audrey Tautou.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Hitch.
Yeah.
What is it? Once Upon a Time? Where's the one that she goes back in time and she meets some guy?
Can't help you.
You see this disrespect on this guy?
I never got it.
Boys in the Hood.
That's our rom-com. That's our rom-com.
What in the world? No,
he loved her. He loved her. He got out of it. He loved her. He loved her.
Kidhood could be considered a rom-com. There was a love connection there.
I don't think you understand rom-coms.
Nah, we got 3.
I'm from Tottenham, so I type
your rom-coms.
These are Tottenham rom-coms. Menace to Society. Nah, he loved her. Still in it, he loved her.
okay, so I said Pretty Woman.
You said Pretty Woman.
You know the thing about life.
No.
All right, come on. You said Hitch. Oh, what's another? Will Smith has done. No, he hasn't. That's Hitch is the only one.
There's one in my mind that I'm like, how has no one said this one yet?
I said Pretty Woman.
You did, but there's another one.
Allow me, please. Rom-coms is not my thing, though.
No! Why did you say 100?
I don't know. I have no idea. Oh. Save the Last Dance.
I'll take Save the Last Dance.
That's not a comedy.
There was, a romance.
There was nothing funny about her dancing.
Did you see the way that girl was dancing?
Yeah, that's fair. That can't be classed as a comedy. That was a serious drama piece.
I'm gonna take it. You got four. You got, right,
cool.
four.
Got four.
Just a little bit.
Oh, and he was in it. What's it? Heath Ledger. Oh.
Oh, I know what it is as well.
Oh, that one.
Yes, that one.
No. We're all thinking it.
No way.
I'm thinking it.
This is the most Nigerian thing that's happened.
Yeah.
I can start naming Nollywoods, you know. Nollywood rom-coms.
The Princess and the Frog. No. The King and His Maid.
Excuse me, your time is done. Are you wrapping it up at
the
four?
The goat and the slaughter. No, no. I'm done. I'm wrapping.
You wrapping it up at four? No one said Bridget Jones' Diary.
Yeah. Nobody watching no Bridget Jones'
Neither
Jones'
have I,
Diary.
But it's a really well-known rom-com.
We could have put a few. There's Three Men, Little Lady, Three Men and Baby. There's old school ones. Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah, Romancing
man.
The Stone,
yeah.
Jewel of the Nile. I'll go. I see old school ones. I know.
So now you've got all the answers.
Yeah, and you're thinking of How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days or 10 Things I Hate About You.
That's it. 10 Things I Hate About You.
So you knew you see, it for
yeah,
real.
So, when, so that's the
that
same.
That was actually spiteful. Well, yeah. That was spiteful.
No, but you I see what he's about now.
Yeah. Don't take long.
Competition
That's why
came
you know
out.
He needs the therapy. He needs the therapy.
I see.
I'm telling you, literally, 20 minutes ago, I was like, oh, we need to talk more. Yeah, like, yeah, man, yeah, we're going to start WhatsApp group and everything. You went competition. I was like, this guy's over with.
He saw you as a dumbbell, babe.
No, I tell you.
We've got more celebrity deceit on the way in just a few minutes' time after the break.
Trust no one except Tanya. The Art of Deception on FUBAR Radio.
All right, we're going to move on to celebrity deceit. Now, unfortunately for us, these two are not the only celebrities who can lie. In this quick fire quiz, I'm going to share a clip relating to a big celebrity deceit, and I want you to name the celebrity involved and, for an extra point, the scandal. Okay? Clip number one. Come on.
This
is that proper light.
Is this the intro?
No, this is the clip. I'm trying to figure out dude's name. Because he has some dumb dancing in it. I love this video.
Big man, I don't know these tunes.
It's not Aha, is it?
Big Boy George.
Babe, these are classics.
Is it? I know the track. I'm trying to think who's saying. It's not Aha, is it?
No. What do you think? What do you think the scandal is?
I don't know.
Fraud. I don't know.
You said Aha because that's the only name of a white band you could think of.
Pretty much.
Fuck's sake, Emmanuel! I'm so done with you.
Was that right?
No. He said Aha.
I'm crying.
The clip is about Richard Coles, the former communard turned Anglican priest, right? He revealed that he told close friends that he had HIV when he didn't.
Oh, that's messed up.
That's mad.
Back in the 80s, he told his bandmate, Jimmy Somerville, that he had contracted the virus when he fell ill with shingles. No, so HIV was better than... Apparently... It's better to have HIV than it is to have shingles back in the day.
Dude, he did
and
that
Richard
in the
said,
80s.
I think I relished the attention.
At the height of the
more. Listen, he said, this is where it gets mad. He said, I think I relished the attention and more difficult to admit, but also true, there was a sort of terrible dark glamour to it at the time. A dark glamour to HIV in the 80s instead of having shingles.
No, he's mad.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Ready for clip two?
Yeah.
You know, last time we did this, you left me at the altar.
Just we were in Nevada, you said, let's get married the second. This time we can take our time and plan a real wedding.
Becky.
Hold it.
What?
Do you have any other wives in any other countries?
No.
Okay.
Is this Nollywood?
You were saying?
You walk around the table with me?
I know that
yes.
voice.
Yes! Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, I have an announcement to make. Rebecca Donaldson and Jesse Katsopoulos are now engaged to be married.
Again?
Yes, again.
I know that voice.
Oh.
Who is that?
I can't tell you.
Oh yeah.
That sounds like a sitcom.
Yeah. I know the voice.
It's definitely a sitcom. And it's about an actor in said sitcom, and there was a scandal around said actor in said sitcom. I can give you the sitcom name.
Mm. Give me the sitcom name.
Full House.
Ah, that's from years. I don't remember that.
Yeah, same.
No?
No.
Nothing?
I've got nothing.
Laurie Loughlin.
Laurie Loughlin.
Laurie Loughlin. The actress was sentenced to 2 months in prison.
Oh, did she get 2 months in prison?
You're an idiot.
No, no, she didn't. I got it. Two months in prison.
So dumb.
She got it. I should get a point.
You're so dumb. Nah, you're dumb.
What happened?
You're actually dumb.
I don't know. This is wrong.
Let me read it. The actress was sentenced to 2 months in prison for taking part in what then? Taking part in what?
That thing.
What thing?
Look, what has she got convicted of?
You're an egghead. In a fraud scheme.
Fraud scheme, yeah. Fraud scheme.
Wait, to get her daughters into an elite college, Loughlin and her husband paid £500,000 in bribes to have their two daughters admitted into the University of Southern California as fake rowing team recruits. Yeah. That's mad.
Fair enough.
Even if they'd have got in, I still have kept my tuition money.
Babes.
That's at $500,000.
$500,000 in bribes.
That's in bribes, you know.
And bribes means to lots of multiple people, like not one bribe, bribes.
But how much was the tuition?
They bribes lots of people. Are you mad?
$500,000. I'll keep my money and I'll homeschool you.
No, I'm not spending their money.
Not on bribes.
That's,
yeah, not on bribes, sorry. That's minus tuitions? Bloody hell.
Just go somewhere else.
Clip number three.
See it. Out loud. Say it.
Say it.
Vampire.
Oh!
Are you afraid?
No.
Ah, you know this one.
Then ask me the most basic question. What do we eat?
Oh, is this Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
No! Baba!
You won't hurt me.
What happened?
This is Twilight.
Oh, Twilight.
Is it Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Man don't watch no
Yeah, I don't watch that. What? I don't watch that either.
Yeah.
I don't watch that either.
You were just reciting the script you were.
Nah, that won't mean there's no proof.
In 4K.
What?
In 4K.
It was not me.
So okay, who is the person, who is the scandal about?
Oh, wait, would it be? Is it about when she cheated on him, Robert Pattinson and Kirsten Stewart?
No, it is about Robert Pattinson. I'll give you that.
Robert Pattinson. What scandal did he? He's a. What?
I mean, I could take the scandal with Kirsten, but that's not the one that's written down.
Yeah, I think you should.
Do you have
take
any
it,
other scandals?
I don't know what else he done. I thought he was a wholesome young man.
No, he's not. He's not a wholesome young man.
But he was in Harry Potter. Nothing to do with Harry Potter's bad.
My level of I don't like you has risen. Robert Pattinson lied in a TV interview about seeing a clown die in a little car explosion when he was a child. Wow. He said he lies when interviews get boring.
That's hilarious.
I might start doing that.
I'm going to watch all of his interviews from now on.
Man said he saw...
He saw a clown blow up in a little car when he was a child. How boring was that interview? That's like, this is what came to your mind.
Can imagine funny. Him in that interview going, John, this is dead. Like, I've got to switch this up. What did they ask him to get that answer as well?
Yeah.
I'm just not doing that. That's dope.
I love that for him. All right, guys. We have nearly reached the end of the show, but before we do, we need to crown the FUBAR Fibber of the Week. Now, listeners have been submitting the biggest lies they've ever told, and we are going to rank them. And if you've got any lies you want to send to us, DM us at FUBAR Radio, your lies. Okay, so the first one, just going to tell us your best one.
Okay.
So they're all lies. They're all real lies.
Yeah.
Chloe, when I was a kid, I told my friend's mom I had a nut allergy. She'd just given me a chocolate bar with nuts on it. So she obviously panicked and called an ambulance and called my mom. My mom just laughed and said, oh, she doesn't. She always makes things up.
That's funny as hell.
I think so.
Chloe's hilarious.
Chloe's a G.
Yeah.
I hope Chloe's currently doing comedy. Matt said, I'm an atheist, but I pretended to be a Christian so that a Christian girl I fancied would go out with me.
When I
broke up with her, I told her I was an atheist.
Big man, you see it. When you meet God, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be peak for you.
You're going to have to explain that one.
Yeah.
Well, listen, by what I can see in the Bible, he ain't meeting God.
He's
not going to the pearly gates at all. He's going to hockey
sticks. It shows you the lies that a guy will tell to chat to a girl.
To get some.
I will become religious.
Babe.
Wow. Convert to a whole religion, you know. Yeah.
What's the worst thing you've done to get some?
I won't talk about it.
Okay.
Let's relax.
Okay, yeah, say, say, say. Let me
about
yeah,
us
yeah,
now. We
say.
Told our lies.
Say, yeah, yeah. Say, 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 say. I remembered. Say, say, say. We'll get it off camera. All right, Georgia. I pretended I lived in London to get a job when I actually lived in Bath. Every time anyone asked me to go for a drink after work, I had to lie and say I was busy so I could get to run, so I could run and get my train. I lied for 6 months before I actually moved to London. That's mad.
But you know what? I know enough people that have done that.
Really?
Yeah. I know a lot of people that
But
have
what's
done
your
that.
London address?
See, now that's the part I get confused. I'm like, how do you do it? But I know someone that lived in Luton was making their way all the way to London every single morning. And lied about it. So yeah, so
what? People.
Yeah, I think no, they used a friend's address.
Whoa.
Yeah, so what you could it's very easily done. I mean, all you'd have to, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot you don't know, but you know.
I don't know.
No.
I mean, maybe
possibly.
What they told them was because they'd just moved, they hadn't got because you had to prove your address. They hadn't got any bills yet,
right?
So they would have given them their old bills so they could at least register to something.
Possibly.
And then when they move, possibly. I mean, allegedly. I'm not saying it's saying you might do.
Mm-mm.
Then when they do get their details, then they bring them in and do it. Oh, let me change my address.
Yeah.
Once you got the job, no one really checks anything anymore.
That's right.
I mean, they might do that.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if anyone.
You see, my can't stand you is there.
Just right.
It's just getting up and up. I'm going to get high blood pressure
jumps.
From not standing you.
I'm saddened that you would think this later. I'm going to talk about this in my prayers later on.
The last one is from Thomas. Thomas says, I am a music producer and once I recorded a string quartet for an artist's song I was working on. The next day, I had accidentally deleted the session. So I quickly added some fake synth strings that sounded similar before the artist arrived. They never noticed and ended up putting out the synth strings version.
That's amazing.
Was
That's
it a
bad
hit,
time.
Though? Was it a hit? If it was a hit, then yeah.
I mean, it doesn't sound like it.
No.
It sounds like it might have got
artist,
10 streams.
If you don't know, then that's your fault.
Yeah.
Good point.
Because as an artist, like, you should know.
Very good point.
Like, you should hear that. I feel like I redeemed myself with the last one, but I'm saying you should hear that and know something's not right.
Yeah.
I think because we're comedians, none of them was as entertaining as the first one with the nut allergy.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
Yeah. That was creative.
That's I like that.
Yeah.
To watch somebody panic.
Yeah.
We've got dark spirits, but we're kind of rarely. The things that you have enjoyed today, Baba Tunde.
Yeah.
I've been concerning.
The blowing up of the cloud and like the trauma.
Babe, yeah, and then you said you lost it when he said he blamed it on the guy who couldn't speak English. No. You were crying, Tess. Look at you.
Just imagine someone trying to be like, no, I didn't do it, but they can't say it.
You don't have to say it.
Well, but they need to help, you know.
I swear down.
All right, which one is your favorite? Is it Chloe, the first one?
Chloe.
How about you?
100% is Chloe.
Chloe, you are Fubar's Fibber of the Week, babes. All right, that's good.
She let them call an ambulance.
Yeah.
That's like, so funny.
Because you know, here's the thing. When it's someone else's child, you know that woman called the ambulance before the parent.
Yeah, that's true.
So the ambulance are on the way, and then she called the mum to let her know.
That's
and then
true.
Had to cancel the ambulance, and Chloe just sat there giggling with a peanut bar.
I mean, you never, when you were younger, gone to the phone box and pressed 999 and had to call out the fire brigade?
Not once.
Okay. Yeah. So you've never played Knockdown Ginger?
How dare... Yeah.
Yeah, listen.
We used to do some dumb stuff.
You used to.
Am I allowed to use profanity?
Yeah.
So we used to call, like, we used to dial 999 from phone boxes. And when they pick up, we'd be like... Oh, pussy!
Just hang up. Bro, the stuff we've done as kids, when you think about it, is the dumbest funniest. Thing.
I'm just going to say this. I'm glad we're all in therapy. All right, we've now come to the end of the show. So you both actually, you both did terribly. Baba Tunde got none.
Yeah.
And Emmanuel got one. So you, yes. By default, are our winner.
All I heard was 1-0.
Yeah.
All I heard was 1-0.
1 point.
Listen, guys, I really appreciate you. Remember, we are back next week for another jam-packed show. We'll see you next time.